Welcome to another episode of Paulton Power, Power System Design's podcast on the latest in power and power design. I'm your host, Alex Pault, and today I've got Michael Haight. He's from Freescale, and they've just come out with a new series of microcontrollers that are targeting harsh electronic and electromagnetic environments. Isn't that right, Mike?
That is, Alex. Thank you.
Oh, the pleasure's ours to have you here, Mike, because the bottom line is, there are still a lot of application spaces that could use advanced microcontrollers that are just too noisy for basic devices, or just there's too much chance of electrostatic discharge, or there's a lot of relay action, or a lot of motor gapping, or something's going on that's keeping you from putting in an advanced microcontroller. So I gather that's what this is for.
It is, exactly. And we already have four different product lines in our Kinetis ARM-based microcontroller portfolio.
Mm-hmm.
The fifth one, the Kinetis E-Series, when we derived the concepts for this, it was all about bringing the advantages of the 32-bit ecosystem development tools, the performance of the Cortex-M0 Plus processor, to those systems that had so far been hesitant to move because of those concerns that you mentioned.
Right, right. Well, I mean, and that's a big issue in white goods, right?
It is. White goods and other industrial applications where you've got a lot of motors, relays, switching, things that are generating the noise.
So now, was there something done specially to the device, or is it a packaging issue, or is it just better traces? Or I mean, how did you actually accomplish this, or is it something you can tell us?
Oh, I can. Yeah, absolutely. We tackled the problem from two fronts. First, with advanced semiconductor process technologies, the very nature of the whole industry moving towards more advanced finer geometry technologies goes contrary to noise and running at, I'll say, higher voltages, although some of your listeners may not think 5 volts is high voltage. in the scheme of the microcontroller world and semiconductors in general, with advanced technologies, we're moving to lower and lower voltage technologies just because of, like I said, that nature of scaling. But so we looked at this, and again, from two angles. We first had to look at the process, and we decided to actually move in a opposite direction for this series compared to our other four Kinetis microcontroller series. We moved up to a 180 nanometer from 90 nanometer technology.
Mm-hmm.
We made that investment so that the customers could, get the robustness of that technology. But then we also looked at the design of the product. And while we kept a single 5-volt supply on the outside of the device, so from the designer's perspective, he sees this as a single supply 5-volt.
Mm-hmm.
Internally, we use voltage regulators to step down the voltages for the different cores, and we also beefed up the I/O circuitry to make it more tolerant for the ESD and the EFT, the electrical fast transients.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of more investment in silicon area through the use of protection systems.
Got you. Anything in the packaging?
No, packaging is pretty much the same. No real issues there. It was mostly silicon technology and the design itself.
Got you, Mike. Now, does this offer other robustness or ruggedness advantages in other application spaces, or is it primarily for the ESD and the noise?
Well, there's in the area of software, obviously these systems need to be developed to be robust and reliable. And so besides the silicon and the microcontroller itself, we know that our customers have to develop software that is fault-tolerant.
Mm-hmm.
And so we provide some libraries that work with, flash memory test, SRAM test as examples that we've pre-certified through the IEC 60730 Class B safety standards.
Right.
So that customers who are shipping systems into Europe, where that requirement is being driven from, can use our libraries and have confidence that there's been some, some work done to pre-certify these libraries for their use.
Right. And out of curiosity, what other supports, reference designs or any development kits or things that you have make available? Or I gather any of the family's devices would also apply to these, obviously.
It's true. Customers that are familiar with our Kinetis K or Kinetis L series can easily migrate to the E series as well. We've a lot of commonality across the platforms there.
Mm-hmm.
And one of those areas of commonality is in the development tool we built for this. We have our Freescale Freedom Development Platform, specifically FRDM-KE02Z. That is a $12.95 development platform.
Wow.
And it's ideal for rapid prototyping. You can use it for evaluation or development. And it happens to be form factor compatible with the Arduino R3 pin layout, so you can take advantage of the ecosystem of peripherals that folks have developed around that platform. And that is really the key message, is really trying to get, the customers who need that robustness, get them into a space where they can take advantage of the modern tools and ecosystem and communities around the ARM Cortex-M0 and other families.
Well, that makes a lot of sense, Mike, because the bottom line is that you can have a solution that's superconducting at room temperature, but if you don't put a support environment around it and explain the benefits and put it in context to the application, you're not going to help a lot of engineers.
Yep, that's true.
So now, out of curiosity, is the operating temperature range the same, or has that been changed to reflect the environments that it's going to be targeting, or what is the operating temperature range for the device?
Yep. All of our microcontroller families are required to be industrial grade, whether it's our Kinetis K or Kinetis L series that I mentioned previously, or the Kinetis E, and that means running up to 105 degrees C ambient to us.
Gotcha. So are there any other features about the device that you'd like to leave our audience with? Any highlights about the performance or any features of the device that I neglected to ask you about?
Yeah, well, I had been talking about the advantages of the switching to, I'll say, a more modern processing core. So let me talk for just a second about the Cortex-M0 Plus.
Mm-hmm.
That has certainly been shown to achieve up to 2.4 core marks per megahertz, which is, a good 2x or more better than any 8 or 16-bit product out there. And roughly the same, and in some cases even lower, code density can be achieved. So there's often a misconception or misunderstanding that switching from an 8 or 16-bit microcontroller up to 32-bit is going to mean, 2x, 4x type of code. And that's not the case, and there have been several papers written on that. I know the ARM community has several up on ARM's website. You can look there, and, hopefully we can help to dispel some of that concern that folks have.
Well, that's very good, because it is a key, because half of this effort is an educational effort as well as it is an engineering effort, because you can't, and every engineer can't know everything about everything, so they have to rely on the assistance that you can provide on design effort and integration, because it's a huge issue and a lot of moving parts involved, and any assistance that you can provide to the engineers, obviously welcome.
Yes, and we'll be posting a lot of that on our website with this product family. And if I may, I'll direct the folks to www.freescale.com/Kinetis, /E-Series. And that will take them to the page where they'll see the first product announcement, the Kinetis KE02 family.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be introducing more families throughout the year and into next. So that portfolio is just getting started. And by example, our Kinetis K series has some 400 products. Our Kinetis L series around 100. This is starting out with the first 10, and we'll be growing from there.
There you go. Yeah, so you intend to populate the entire potential landscape of solutions there for that application space.
Exactly.
That makes a lot of sense, Mike. So anything else you wanted to leave with our audience before we closed out the episode?
I think that pretty much covers it. Thank you for the time.
Oh, the pleasure is ours. We couldn't do this without you, and also our audience, of course. But obviously, the more experts we can get to come in and talk about their technology and provide new solutions for the audience, the faster we can move that ball along, and we can all create better products, right?
That's true.
So thanks. I really appreciate you coming to the show, Mike. The pleasure was ours.
All right. Thank you very much.
I'd like to thank the audience. As I said, without you guys and gals out there, we'd be useless. So tell your friends. This is Alex Pault for Pault on Power. Have a great day.